Okay, good luck, everybody. Tonight is Motzei Shabbos, Parashas Truma, February the 28th. This week on Thursday, I'm going to observe Tainus Esther. I thought it would be appropriate to look into a little bit about the fast of Tainus Esther, trying to understand a little bit what Tainus Esther is about, and understand the nature of this particular fast, the fast referred to as Tainus Esther. About 2 months ago, we spoke about Asara B'Teves, and at that time, I pointed out the Pasuk in Navi, which identifies the four fast days, which are Midrabanan. The Pasuk in Zechariah refers to the Tzom HaRevi, Tzom HaChamishi, Tzom HaShvi, and Tzom HaSiri, which we explained refers to Shivasa B'Tamuz and Tisha B'Av and Tzom Gedalia and Asar B'Teves. The Tainus Esther is not mentioned in that Pasuk. And, of course, the only other fast that we observe regularly during the year, of course, is Yom HaKippurim, which is a different category altogether. That's mentioned in the Chumash. The question is, what exactly, to start with, is the source for having a Tainus Esther altogether? Where does it come from? The Rosh Sefer Okeach, one of the Rishonim, the Balei Tosfos, in Siman Reish Mem, writes, Tainus Esther ain lo smach. There is no, I presume it means in Tanakh or in the Gemara, there is no clear source for Tainus Esther, certainly in Kisei HaKodesh. It doesn't say anywhere in the Megillah to fast, or maybe it does, but for right now, it doesn't say anywhere in the Megillah you're supposed to fast on the 13th of Adar. That for sure it doesn't say. And it certainly doesn't seem to say that the part of the acceptance of Purim was to accept that they have this fast. It's not specified in the Megillah. So the Rokeach is not incorrect in saying Tanis Esther ain lo smach. Similarly, Rab David Avudraham, also one of the Avudraham writes in the section of Hataniyos, it's page Reish Nun Dalad in the standard editions. We quoted from this very page when we spoke about Asar B'Teves a couple of months ago. So he mentions here about Tainus Esther on the same page like this. He says, Od Misanin B'Yud Gimel B'Adar. We also fast on the 13th day of Adar. Hasamuch L'Nisan, the Adar closest to Nisan. That's relevant in a leap year when there are two Adars. You have to know which Adar you're fasting. So you fast in the Adar that's juxtaposed to Nisan. Fine. V'eino mefurosh b'kasuv v'lo b'talmud. It's not mentioned anywhere in Kisei HaKodesh, in scripture. Doesn't say anything about Tainus Esther. It's not mentioned anywhere in the Gemara. Elo hachachomim ha'acharonim tiknuha achar chasimas ha'talmud. This practice, the fast on the 13th of Adar, what we call Tainus Esther, he says, is from the, ruling, an institution set up after the Talmud was already sealed. Assuming that the Gemara was completed in the 500s, roughly, or 500s of the Common Era. So, sometime after that, he calls him Chacham Ha'achronim. That's from his perspective. The Avudraham is the late Rishonim, so, we would refer to him as Rishonim. Anyway,
It didn't take place before that?
It wasn't official. Well, what was it? That's what we're trying to discover. What exactly was it? What are we doing fasting? The fact that the Jewish people fast on the 13th of Adar every year, the Rokeach who just said, and the Avudraham point out that there is no source for this in Kisei HaKodesh, there's no source for it in the Gemara. This practice somehow developed, Avudraham says, after the time of the sealing of the Talmud, after Chasimas HaTalmud.
What?
The Gonim, there is one, we may see, okay. But it's also okay to say Achar Chasimas HaTalmud.
Right.
We'll see in the Shultas, which is in the time of the Gonim, so we'll come to that. Oh, I read this already. Okay. There are, some of you are probably thinking, psukim in Megillas Esther, which do seem to indicate something about fasting. And, as when we're younger, we assume that Tainus Esther probably has something to do with those fasts that they fasted this. So the Pasuk says in Megillas Esther, Perek Dalad, when Esther is convinced by Mordechai to go petition Ahasuerus following the decree of Haman. So the Pasuk says, Perek Dalad, Pasuk Tezayin, she finally says, Leich Kenos es kol Yehudim and Insim b'Shushan, go and gather all the Jews in Shushan, v'tzumo alai, fast, v'al tochu, v'al tishtu, shloshes v'mim l'ayla v'yom, she fast, and not eat, and not drink 3 days and three nights, gam and even arosai otzum kein, I and my staff will also fast like that, u'b'chein avu ala melech ha'shalom chador, s'cha sharvad p'yavodzi. I will go to the king, in opposition to standard protocols, she hadn't been summoned, and if I'm lost, I'm lost, and that's it. And then the next pasuk says, Vayavar Mordechai, Vayatz, Kechol Asher Tzivsa, all of Esther. And Mordechai went ahead, and he did everything that Esther commanded. In other words, he summoned the people, and they all fasted. So, Lechora, one could assume that we fast on Tainus Esther because those people fasted. All right, we don't do it for 3 days, but presumably Tainus Esther is connected, is a commemoration of the fast that the people had then. However,
why are we doing it? It wouldn't necessarily say that we do it.
Right, okay, but the question is it really connected at all? The problem is...
Really, that when you say it to us,
Right, okay. Enochanami, but again, right. And we'll see there's a later post in the Megillah also. And again, clearly, I gave it away at the beginning by pointing out that the Rokeach and Avudram both say that there's no mocker. Megillah's Esther is part of Kisei HaKodesh. Megillah's Esther is in the Tanakh, obviously. So if the Rokeach writes and the Avudram writes that there is no mocker in Kisei HaKodesh for fasting on the 13th of Adar, and again, not in the Gemara either, so obviously they're not paying attention to that source as the mocker for fasting. Just as Avizina just said, that they fasted in those days at that time. However, again, we usually think somehow that the fasts are connected, but it's important to point out, it's clear from the Medrash Rabbah in Megillah Esther, and sometimes we lose sight of this, that's what I'm pointing out. The Medrash in Esther Rabbah, Parsha Ches, Simon Zion, points out, when were those 3 days? Those 3 days were not in Adar. Those 3 days were in Nisan. It's important to keep the chronology in mind. The casting of lots, the Megillah specifies, the Megillah itself identifies the date on which Haman cast the lots to determine when the Jews should be killed. So the Pasuk says, and that's one thing about Megillah Esther, you have plenty of dates and everything is specified. As a matter of fact, it's sort of ironic that there are people who wonder whether, Megillah Esther really ever happened, historians, who wonder whether there really was a Megillah Esther. He had a book with dates and places, exact dates. Anyway, and that's the one which say question. But the Pasuk says, Bachodesh Harishon hu Chodesh Nisan, Bishnas Shtemesel HaMelech Achashverosh, this is Paragimel Pasuk Zayin, in the first month, which is Nisan, right, in the 12th year of the reign of Achashverosh, he peeled Pur Hagor, Hu Hagor, it's Nehaman. That was the month in which Haman cast the lot. So that part of the Nes actually was that of all the possible months for to land, it landed in the month which was furthest away on the calendar from Nisan, right? Not till the following Adar. I mean, Adar was the day that it came out in the lottery, however exactly the lottery worked, it's a different discussion, but he cast the lots in the month of Nisan. So the events unfold, in terms of Esther petitioning Achashverosh and so on, is in the month of Nisan. So the Medrash says openly, Medrash says openly, Amrlo, as it said to Mordechai, Leich knows Kudim and Nsibishishan, but Sumulai Valtochla Tisho Sloshisim, Eluhain, Yud Gimel, Yudal, the Pesavov, Nisan. The 3 days on which the Jews fasted at that time are the 13th, 14th, and 15th of Nisan. Okay? Shalachlava, Harebahem, Yomechat, Shal Pesach, wait a minute, the 15th of Nisan's Pesach. How are you fasting on Pesach? Amrlo, so she sent back a message, Zokhan, she saw, Lamahu Pesach. Well, we're talking about salvation, we're talking about the lives of the Jewish people at stake here. Okay? Right, you don't have anything. So she's, Miyad, Shom Mordechai, Vahodu Dvara. Mordechai agreed she was right. Hado Diksib, Vayavor Mordechai. The next pasuk there in Perek Dalet, after she says to summon the Jews to fast, Vayavor Mordechai, Vayasko Shitzav Celeste, Vayavor is a little stick of Avera. It wasn't real on Avera, but it was, something out of the ordinary. Ordinarily, I'm obviously not a fast on Yontif, but this was a life and death situation. One of the commentaries here, I'm not going to go into it now, the Eitz Yosef, huh?
I thought when Esther invited the king to the...
That's the same time. That's the same.
But they didn't eat. Is that there? They didn't eat.
Well, Achashverosh and Haman were not part of the fast. The question is, did she eat? It's an interesting question. But, yeah. No, she invited, I think, it was after the three days. The first one was on the third day. Yeah, it could be she fiddled with the food. She told him she was on a diet. Could be. She told him she's on a diet. I don't know. Okay. Right, that's true. So I'm sure she avoided that, yeah. Okay, anyway, I just want to mention the Eitz Yosef was one of the commentaries on the Medrash Rabbah here in Esther. Esther Rabbah, discusses, suggests it may have been a question. It was not the 13th, 14th, 15th, but that's a further discussion. Even though it says Laila Bayom, there's some who say it's impossible, it's around like that. They ate at night, they ate a little bit, less than a kazai, has different explanations of it. Okay, yeah. That'll be a good ride to find out what the story is. Okay, anyway, so I just want to mention the Eitz Yosef here discusses whether it was in fact the 13th, 14th, 15th, maybe it was the Anaf Yosef. Because it turns out that the discussion was on the 13th, so maybe it was 3 days after that. Whatever it was, what am I pointing out here? I'm pointing to Adar, which we fast now, is clearly not the fast that Esther and the Jewish people fast that time. It's a totally different time of year altogether. So certainly nobody, that's for sure, nobody fasts on the 13th of Adar that year, because that's not when the action happens. So that's what I want to point out. The Gemara in Megillah Tesvav also says, one second, also... Right away, right. So the Gemara Megillah Tesvav also mentions this point, or this point is not just the Medrash. The Gemara doesn't mention the date, but the Gemara does say this drasha on by Yavor Mordechai that Mordechai went ahead. It was Pesach, so it's agreed to by the Gemara and by the Medrash. Everybody agrees. And the Medrash said, the Gemara says by Yavor Mordechai, Amar Rav Shehever Yom Rishon Shal Pesach B'Tainus. So it's clear from the Gemara, from the Medrash, that the original fast at the time of Purim was on the 13th fifteenth of Nisan, according to the text that we have, and therefore there's nothing to say that our fast on the 13th of Adar is connected to that, at least not directly. Another point I wanted to mention, though, is based on another pasuk. At the end of the Megillah, I said before, there's nothing in the Megillah. Again, we said at the beginning, the Rokeach and the Avudram all say that there's no source of Tanis Esther in Kisvei HaKodesh or in the Talmud. But there is another pasuk in Megillah Esther at the end of the Megillah, Perek Tes, the very end of Perek Tes. It says that Vayishlach Svarim, pasuk Lamed, Vayishlach Svarim Akol Yehudim Hashem Esim Meyav Medina Malchus HaKashverosh Divrei Shalom Emes, Mordechai and Esther sent messages to all the Jews, etc. And it says, Lamed Alav Lekayer Nesimei HaPurim HaElav Bizmanehem, that they should accept upon themselves to observe these days of Purim, right? Kasher ki amaleh Mordechai Yehud ve'Esther Malka, just like Mordechai and Esther accepted this, v'chasher kimu al nafshon ve'al zarom divrei hatzomos v'zakosom. They accepted upon themselves the fast and the crying. They should accept Purim and the fast, and that's possible. Umamar Esther ki am divrei haPurim ha'elav nikla v'sefer. So it was accepted and written down on the books.
What's the end of the
divrei hatzomos v'zakosom? Okay, what exactly is this referring to? What's the Divrei HaTzomos? So one can say, what do you mean? Here you have a pasuk that says just when they accepted Purim, they also accepted Tefach as part of the observance of Purim. So one could therefore say, again, clearly, I repeat, the Rokeach, the Avudram, other Rishonim are not learning the pasuk that way, as we'll see in a second, other ways to learn the pasuk. But one could say that is a makor for what we call Tanis Esther in the 13th of Adar, even though, I stress, the pasuk says nothing about the 13th of Adar. But the pasuk at least does seem to indicate there is something going on in terms of fast that the people accepted upon themselves. However, it's not necessarily so, because the Gemara in Megillah Daf Tes Zayin Amud Beis has a drasha on that pasuk, at least according to one opinion. It says Amar Tanchum Amila Amar Rab Asi. I'm sorry, one detail. And then it says Umamar Esther Kiyem, because the next pasuk Lamed Beis says Umamar Esther Kiyem. Says the Gemara at least this one opinion. Umamar Esther Kiyem, Umamar Esther in Divrei HaTzomos Lol. That the fasting was not accepted, fasting for future generations. If you read the psukim, it says that he sent them a letter that they should lekayim, they should accept this divrei hatzomos zakosam. But pasuk on the base says umama ester kiam divrei purim ha'ela. The nichtav says they accepted the purim, but they didn't accept the fast. Now, so that's one dismissal of that pasuk. According to at least one shita here in Tezanim Beis and Megillah, that part of the decree, so to speak, was of the takanas hazal did not catch on. Moreover, Moreover, there is another statement that the Rishonim talk about, another way to look at that pasuk, Divrei HaTzomos V'Zakosom, which would also indicate that in fact it's not connected at all to Tainus Esther. The Ran in Maseches Tainus on Dav Zayin Amud Aleph in the pages of the Rif, the Ran quotes in the Ravid, who actually does seem to indicate, I should mention it, the Ravid does seem to indicate that there is a connection between the fasting. The Ravid refers to that pasuk, and he says, Kasher kimo al nafsh, the Ran quotes the Ravid, Kasher kimo al nafsham divrei hatzomos, lomar shekashem shekiblu aleihem, lasos yontiv kach kiblu aleihem divrei hatzomos zakosam, klomar, lasos tainis b'chol shana v'shana. Okay, so he quotes the Ravid at least. Again, the Gemara has different opinions on Darshan and the Psukim, so the Rav doesn't accept that drosh over there that I showed you, apparently. And he says, no, there is a makor from that pasuk of indicating that just they accepted the yontav, they also accepted the fasting. However, the Rav himself disagrees with the Zayin Zemechuvah. He doesn't agree with the Rav's whole, it's part of a whole explanation that the Rav gives. I'm not going to read the whole thing now. Okay, where's the Raya?
Where's the Ravid?
It just says, I don't know if it's in, the Ran quotes it. I mean, it's the Ran, Aval Ravid Zal Pirish, I don't know, I didn't look. It's not in the Ravid on the Rambam, but it could be in the Chintshuvus. I didn't look. But anyway, the Ran writes, Ainz Mechuber, and the Ran says, the Masha Kosov, Kasher Kiblu Al Nafsham Divra Atom Zakosom, Kvar Pirshuhu Al Dalad Somo Shetiknu Anaviyam Al Achurban. The pasuk is just saying nothing to do with fasting in connection with Purim. The Pasuk is talking about days which were, so to speak, added to the Jewish calendar in the days of the Nevi'im. It's the same time frame. I mean, Chagai, I mentioned at the beginning, we spoke about 2 months ago on the Sar B'Teves. Chagai, Zechariah, Malachi, the last three Nevi'im, they're the ones who mentioned the Arba Tzomos, the four fast days in the connection with Churban, Shiros B'Tamuz, Tisha B'Av, Som G'dayin, Sar B'Teves. So the Pasuk says the Ran means that they accepted the words of Mordechai and Esther just as they had accepted fast days in connection with Churban. It's just saying this is a takonas, you want to call it takonas Chazal, you want to call it something from the Nevi'im. By the way, there are those who identify Mordechai with Malachi, but be that as it may, it's from the same general time frame in history. So it could be, says the Rana, that pasuk which speaks about Divrei Hatzomus, nothing to do with Tainus Esther, nothing to do with Purim. It's just giving a frame of reference, just like, you know, it reminds me that the Rambam, in the beginning, Rambam puts Hilchos Chanukah and Hilchos Megillah together in one unit at the very end of Sefer Zmanim. So he says about Chanukah that the Chanukah candles is a mitzvah kikriyas HaMegillah. It's a mitzvah d'rabbanan like kriyas HaMegillah. So just a point of reference, that's all. Not referring to any particular tzomos connected to Purim. That's the way the Ran learns this, that's where the Ran learns this pasuk. And therefore, again, there's no raya necessarily that there's any source in the Megillah for fasting on the 13th of Adar or any other time in connection with Purim, other than the fact that that year they fasted. But as I said, that was Pesach time in the month of Nisan. Doesn't seem to have anything directly to do with Gimel Adar.
What's the context for the Megillah?
No, it's saying the Jews accepted the Megillah as a Takana D'Rabbanan. So they accepted Purim just like they accepted the four fasts. So the Dinda, I don't want to call it the Dinda Rabbanan, the Dinda Kabbalah, however exactly we learn it. But in other words, there was an acceptance on the part of people that's parallel, but it's not related. The Divrei Hatzomus was not related, like the Rambam says. We observe Chanukah, lighting Chanukah candles is a mitzvah Rabbanan, like reading the Megillah. Not related particularly, just, they're both Rabbanans. There is a statement in the Shibbol HaLeket, another point, on this Pasuk. The Shibbol HaLeket is interesting. It's in Siman Kuf Tzadi Dalad. The Shibbol HaLeket, he writes as follows. I'll read from the beginning, even though what he mentions at the beginning will come to a little later. Mitzvah Nagu Bnei HaOlam Lisanos Erev Purim Lezecha Divrei Hatzomus She'asim and Mordechai VeEsther. Okay, and then he says, I'll mention this now because I dismissed this earlier, but I'll mention it now, and we'll come back to it, and we'll see the others say this as well. He says, the Afal Pi She'asim Hatzomus Hayu. Bimei Pesach, even though those fasts were Pesach time, Nogu Lismo Chatainis Lepurim. Okay, Uchshechal Purim Echad B'Shabbos Minam Yom Chamishi Yofanav. Like this year, you fast on Thursday. So the Shibbol HaLeket, despite everything we said, says that in fact, Tainus Esther is a minig based on the fact that the Jews fasted then during the month of Nisan. Aye, so they fast Nisan. Why do we fast the 13th of Adar? Partially because for us it's only a commemoration. So first we're not going to do it on Pesach anyway. Then it was life and death. You had to fast, even on Pesach. We don't have to do that. And second of all, we want to relate it to Purim. So they picked the 13th of Adar, not because anything particularly happened on the 13th of Adar, right? In terms of the, fast, at least as of right now, we'll see. Of course, 13th of Adar was the day that they were supposed to be destroyed. But it's not a reference, nothing to do with fasting particularly, according to some, right now. And they did it to juxtapose it to Purim. And now he writes as follows, Motzasi b'shem Rabbeinu Shlomo Zatzal, Rashi. Okay, the Beis Yosef quotes this Rashi. So Matzosim Shem, the Beis Yosef in Siman Tov Reish Pei Vav brings this whole Shibbol HaLeket down. So he quotes the Rashi as follows: Ma'aseh v'iru Purim b'echad b'Shabbos. A story once happened that Purim was on a Sunday, like this year. The kidmo akol lisanos b'chamishim b'Shabbos kiminega kilos, and the fast was pushed back to Thursday, like this year, right on Thursday. Ubo isha achas reshatzmicha lirko beitzal shilton. Some lady had to appear to travel to the capital city to appear to do something, appear before the government. V'shalal l'rabbeinu she'esa shalat Rashi im yechol lisanos l'mochar. Can she fast instead on Friday? V'tocha layom and eat mitnei torah haderech, because she had to make this big schlep and it's going to be difficult to fast. And I said, let her eat today, she'll fast tomorrow. So Rashi answered, this taina is certainly not with the rice, it's not even with Rabbona, Ela Minig Ba'alma. Okay, why? Shari taina shamorchav Esther hoyb me Pesach, because the original taina is Pesach time. And then he says, here's what I bring this down for now. And if you're going to tell me this pasuk at the end of the Megillah, Divrei Tzomos Vizak Kosom indicates that was part of the Takana, like the Ravid wanted to say, that's quoted by the Ran, Kosom Zeh Ein Zeh Perusha. That's not what the pasuk means. Elakach Perusha. Al Divrei Tzomos Azakos Atzoros She'ovu Alein Ve'homon Kiblu Alein Yimei HaPurim Lezecha HaNeis Ledoros. The pasuk doesn't mean that they accept. You have to read like this. They accepted Purim upon themselves, right? Look back at the pasuk. L'kayim ha'ayis yimei Purim ha'eleh, just as at that time people fasted. And then they davened, and they fasted, and they petitioned HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he answered. So therefore, we should do what? Now we should fast. Therefore, we should celebrate Purim. The celebration of Purim takes into account everything that happened back then. The fasting, the davening, the battle, the celebration. In other words, that's how this real is saying. The Rashi learns it, huh? Not right. So what? So minig developed. Okay, we'll have to see. Minig developed. He's right. What Rashi's saying, Chonish Melaket, that's not the pshat in the pasuk. I'm trying to demonstrate, I said at the outset, that Rishonim seem to say, there is no pasuk. This pasuk, so Rashi is telling you, no, don't learn the pasuk that way. Right, because that would be the right English word. They accepted Purim concerning everything concerning what took place back then. And then he goes on to say, but he didn't want to be matter anyway, because of Al Tifosh Manat Tzibor, whatever the pasuk was. But that's the, that's a different point. So we see from these Rishonim, both from the way the Ram learns it up, that it's referring to different fasts altogether. Not even talking about anything to do with Purim, just saying they accepted it as though, just the same way they accepted the Arba Tzomos or the Shemel Aleket, quoting Rashi, that it's referring in general, it's referring to the fast that took place then, but it's not indicating that we have to fast any time. So according to that view, again, it's at best a minute, but as I say, the Shemel Aleket does say that our fasting on Tainus Esther is a custom that developed in order to remember the fast of Esther and the Jewish people in Shushan that year. It happened Nisan, not Nadar. Okay, but we're doing it anyway. It's just a custom. So we want to juxtapose it as close as possible to Purim. It's part of the Purim experience, so to speak. Say again? Okay, so maybe at the end I'll have a suggestion about that. I may come to it at the end. My Egan's suggestion. Okay, we'll see. So I shouldn't say that. Others say this. We'll see. Okay, the Beis Yosef also quotes such an idea. The Beis Yosef in Sina Tov Reish Pei Vav in Aruch Chaim, obviously. And again, he also mentioned, he quotes this whole Kosev Shmuel Aleket Motzosi B'Shem Rashi, quotes the whole story that I just mentioned. But he also mentions that basically the reason we don't fast for 3 days, okay. Lama Eina, you're going to ask if Shanim Misanim Tani says Zeichel Tanis Mordechai Esther Lama Eina Misanim Gimel Tanios. If the whole reason we're doing it is to remember what they did, so we should fast for 3 days, right? So he says Lechach Kozav Hashem Shemarav Hayu Misanim Osama Anu Shelo Nagu Kain Nirish Atam Kdei Sholahach Bidal Tzibur. It can't impose on people the fast 3 days. In those days, life and death, they had no choice. But since we're only doing it as a commemorative thing, so we don't have to be so serious, in terms of mimicking exactly. So I'm pointing out, really, that according to the Beis Yosef as well, as explaining the tour, they also seem to learn that indeed the fast on Yud Gimel Adar that we observe on the 13th of Adar, we call Tainus Esther, is a fast connected to the fact that the Jewish people fasted and prayed at that time. It's a different time of year. We do it in Adar just to juxtapose it for Purim. And we also don't, not only we don't copy them exactly in terms of the time of year, we also don't copy the exact style of the fast. We don't fast for 3 days. Correct, that's another thing. Good. The Aruch HaShulchan is, and again, from the top race, Pevov, and says, Daisy writes, Ein Lishol Hatzom Zemefurish Bekra, don't ask me, there is an absolute Pasuk, again, our Pasuk, the Sibla Kaimis, and Purim Hashem, Kimon Hashem, Dibra Hatzom Zakasom, Ach the MS Dibra Hatzom, so Koi Alakayim, El Hachifus, the Kaimis, and Purim, Lemishta, Visimcha, Kasher, Kimon Lemonach, Yehud Vesar Malkov, Kasher, Kimon Hashem, Ozom, Dibra Hatzom Zakasom, Klomar, Kimosha, Kol Yisrael, Kibla Alem, Arba Tanios, the Ran, okay, Lezecha, Chub, Mesamikosh, Kimon Kain, Kibla Alem, Yom Eil, Lemishta, Simcha. Fine. So he says, you have to say that. Right? It's clear this was in Nisan. And again, he mentioned the fact that we don't do it for 3 days. He says, because he says in Siv Gimel, Dein Gozrin Gzeira ala Tzibur Shekosha Lamudbo. You can't impose such a difficulty on the Tzibur. It's only a commemorative thing anyway. Okay, so now we have one strain among Rishonim that says that the fast of Tainus Esther on the 13th of Adar relates specifically to the fact that the Jewish people fast in the days of Mordechai and Esther in preparation for Esther's fateful visit to Achashverosh. We just do it at a different time of year and a different style, but basically it's connected. There is, however, what's probably the majority that learn that the fast of Tainus Esther has nothing to do with that 3-day fast that's recorded in the Megillah. But rather, with the fact as follows. There is a Medrash Tanchuma in Parshas Bereishis of all places in Os Gimel, which darshins this pasuk. It says, Nikalu ha-Yehudim barehem. The pasuk in Megillas Esther, the beginning of Parakas, pasuk Alam Beis, says, Nikalu ha-Yehudim barehem. The Jews gathered in their cities. Nikalu, says the Medrash Tanchuma, v'gozru tainis v'shlosha osar ba'adar. Now this is almost a full year later. Right? Now the decree of Haman was in Nisan, now it's just about 12 months later. It's now Adar, the day of the 13th Adar, of Adar is arriving. There was official permission from the king, right, which was never revoked. It's open season on Jews. Anybody's allowed to kill Jews. Ahasuerus never rescinded the decree. All he did was said that the Jews can now defend themselves and that others can help the Jews defend. So the day of the 13th of Adar is arriving. So it's not really necessarily a foregone conclusion. Everything's going to turn out okay. And there's a legalized pogrom. The only thing is that the Jews have many friends now. And Mordechai was in a higher position. But the day of the 13th of Adar is approaching. So the Medrash Tanchuma says that on Nikalu v'gozru tainis b'shloshos of Adar. It was a day of at least potential danger. I mean, the potential loss of life. I mean, even if you win the battle, but people are killed in war, right? So there's a certain nervousness which is clearly prevalent, and therefore the Medrash Tanchuma says that on the 13th of Adar, that fateful year, the day that Haman's lot had ended up, there was that year a tainis on the 13th of Adar, according to this Medrash Tanchuma. And then, Avos HaYom Tovu on the 14th was the celebration and so on, then it mentions the Shushan was the next day and so on. But according to this approach, the Pasuk says in the beginning of the 9th parak, Uvishneim Osar Chodesh Uchodesh Abishlosh Osar Yom Bo, Nikalu Ahudim Bareyem, they got together for the purpose of fasting. So that year there was a fast on the 13th of Adar, yeah.
You have an
8th
Torah.
Yeah.
You need to be spalled.
Right.
And presumably fast, but that doesn't weaken you. If you yourselves are fighting?
Yeah, although the truth is we do find a mucker in Navi also, I think. It wasn't the battle with Yonason and Shaul. They also took a decree, an oath not to eat. Maybe they ate early in the morning. I mean, I have to figure out. I don't know.
There's also a
Shilta about Right. So I want to mention like this. Let's see. So first of all, the Shiltas, yes, before the Gonim, so the Shiltas of Rav Chai Gon, it's Shilta Samach Zion, in Parashat Vayakel, at the end of Shmos, mentions like this. He quotes the Gemara in Megillah on Daf Beis Amud Aleph. The Gemara in Megillah is talking about, as you know, so in the olden days, it was mutter for certain people who lived out in the farmland, out in the sticks, to read the Megillah earlier than on Purim itself. So it mentions you could read it as, depending how the year ends up, you could read it as early as the 11th of Adar. Right? So the Mishnah figures out how the Megillah Nikrei. So you can figure out how exactly they got the 11th. The Gemara explains this. And the Gemara mentions there on Daf Beis Amud Aleph in Megillah, the Gemara says, the Gemara has an expression that Yud Gimel Yom Zman Kehila Lakolhi. So the Shilta says, that's the pasuk in the Megillah. So says the Shiltas, my kehila yom tainis. So the Shiltas also mentions that year, what was the kehila? What is nikalu? Same like the Medrash Tanchuma. Okay, but again, it's an early source, the Shiltas. So, also to go, and also seem to acknowledge the fact that there was a day that and was Yom Knisa Shemiskansin Bo Biyosh Mitainas Umachim Rachamim. All the people got together to fast and to daven and to petition HaKadosh Baruch Hu for mercy. Okay, and he seems to say. Because the continuation, what follows, seems to be that's why we have a fast on the 13th of Adar too, to commemorate the fact that in point of fact, they did fast on the 13th of Adar. As I was did mention, there is a mocker that's actually from Chumash, to do with Purim, of course, because it has to do with Amalek. The Mechilta, at the end of Parshas Beshalach, Mechilta Amalek, it's Parsha Aleph, on the words, Machor and Ochi Nitzav, when Moshe told the people he's going to go up to the mountain, and, they're going to hold his hand, the whole story that we, lane, it's the laning for Purim morning. So it says there, Machor and Ochi Nitzav, Machor, Nia, Imachem, Ma'achim, Va'omni, Rosh, Giva, Dibri, Yeshua, Velezem, Odoi, Omer, Machor, Nigzor, Tainis. That the Moshe did at that time with the original battle versus Amalek, and the original story in the Chumash and Parsha B'Shalach was there were Gozer and Tainis that day. So we have a source, again, not talking about Tainus Esther per se, but there's a source that for the day of a battle, and perhaps, a day of a battle versus Amalek, there is a Mokr and Chumash already for fasting. So it appears from there that, again, as I said, the people did fast on the 13th of Adar. And according to that point of view, we can suggest that our fasting on Pinus Esther is not the fast that that Mordechai and Esther decreed in connection with her visit to Achashverosh back in Nisan, but rather because on that day, the 13th of Adar of that year, the people fasted, so we commemorate it. The Rosh, in the beginning of Megillah, Perek Aleph, Siman Aleph, quotes a whole arichos regarding a sheet of Rabbeinu Tam. And Rabbeinu Tam explains this, the same idea. Rabbeinu Tam says, the basic point, the problem in the Gemara is, the Gemara is trying to figure out, you know, when the people who lived in the farms, to explain what it means, the people who lived out in the sticks didn't always have a minion, or they didn't always have someone who knew how to read the Megillah, so they were able to, but a couple times a week they would come into town to sell their produce, so when they came into town, so they would read the Megillah then. Regular person who lived in the town or as a regular shul is going to read the Megillah on the 14th of Adar, or if it's a walled city, the 15th of Adar. The people who lived out in the boondocks, so they would sometimes not be able to get together. Many of them were probably simple people who didn't necessarily know how to read the Megillah. So they would come into town, they'd read the Balkari, so he'd read the Megillah. All right, on a Monday or Thursday before Purim, when they went into town anyhow. Right? That's a simple understanding of the Gemara. So the Gemara has the expression that Beis Amin Megillah, that the 13th was a day of Kehillah, a day of Kenisa, which we just explained, the Medrash Tanhuma and the Shiltas of Rav Chaigon says it was a day of fasting, which indicates that there was a minute to fast. So in that context, Rabbeinu Tam says, appears Rabbeinu Tam, Zman Kehillah Koli Shakol Mis Asvin L'Tainas Esther. That the Gemara itself is already alluding, not directly, but alluding to the fact. That Gemara in Daf Beis Amud Aleph says that the Jews, that the 13th was a day of Knesset, that people got together. For what did they get together? Says Rabbi Natan, quoted by the Rosh, again it's Megillah, the Perek Aleph Siman Aleph, the first page of the Rosh, first column. He says, Shakol mis asvin l'tanis Esther, uboim b'nei hakforim la'ayoros, and the villagers would come to the big cities, lomar slichas, to say slichas, v'tachanunim, l'fisha bo nitalu l'amor al nafshom, because that was the day that back then they had gathered together to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'yotzvichem rachamim. And b'chein motzina b'moshe, sh'osa tainas kishenilcham ha'molek, Rabbeinu Tam quote, the Rosh quote, Rabbeinu Tam saying the same thing we just said, that Moshe Rabbeinu did the same thing, when battle of Amalek, t'chsiv, Moshe Aaron v'chur, ol rosh ha'giva, that Moshe Aaron v'chur went up, and from there we learned taka halacha relating to tainas, v'dashin v'sechas tainas, mikan v'tainas tiba, sh'tarach shlosha, you know, you have to have a tefillah v'tainas tiba, always have to have three people in the front. We don't exactly always do that, but that's one of the reasons I think that by Kol Nidre there's at least three people in the front, you know, standing, right, stand the whole time, right, by Neila. Some say it's only the tefillahs that are unique to a time. Okay, anyway, but Mikan Neila ben Tam Saad Latinus Esther Sha'anu Osin Kemo Sha'osu b'me Mordechai v'Esther Kishnikalo Hayudim Lamor Nafsham V'lo Motzinu Smach B'Shum Mokom Ela B'Kan. But the Tom says that's the source, so to speak, for the custom of Tanis Esther. Yeah.
It's so telling because yeah. The Gemara discusses anything to possibly
figure out right.
Details.
And why does it mention
Tanis
Esther? So one could argue that at the time of the Gemara, Taka may not have done it.
Yet.
It developed. Rabbeinu Tam is saying that it developed into a custom because of this. But you're right, because the way Rabbeinu Tam presents it sounds like it was always done. He's trying to bring it remains difficult, I agree. But anyway,
According to the Rabbeinu Tam, why does the Gemara have to say that on the 11th they could read, on the 12th that they were coming in?
Yeah, I was wondering about that problem a little bit myself, and I may be able to suggest something, but we'll see. It's a good question. Okay.
Just something on the 3 days.
Yeah.
3 days would be connected with three people.
Okay. Yeah, well, why should you say social summer? Okay. Something to look into. The three is always, okay, could be. I'll just mention, it says something else. Like this year, that which we push the fast back to Thursday, and a year when Purim lands on Motzoi Shabbos Sunday, like this year. On a fast day, you're busy with slichas and tachnunim. It'll keep you busy. It won't be able to prepare for Shabbos, so you can't do it. So that's Rabbeinu Tam. The Chedusha Ritva also has, the Chedusha Ritva is in Megillah, on the same daf in the beginning of the Sechta. And Abbeis, the Ritva also quotes Dira Masa Ela Pshita. He says the same thing, this is a Remez, the same idea. We'll save time not reading, we'll take a look. Ela Pshita's Dira Masa, that the Ritva quotes the same type of thing. And also the Sefer HaManig on Hilchos Megillah, and one of the later we've shown him, Os Chafalev, he says, Umashinogul Isanos Erev Purim Lo Lezecher Tainis Esther. It's not for that original fast of Esther. No. Shari Ein Anuosim Gimel Yom Lahib Al Yom. Number one, we don't do 3 days, day and night. The Ode Kiosun of Pesachay. That was Pesach time. Shemem Avayav Mordechai. Vayasko Shit Sivzol of Esther. Malamich Over Yom Achash of Pesach B'Tainis. Ken Muchi Kro. The Haman Nitla. Just an interesting thing. The Haman Nitla B'Tez Zayin B'Nisan. Haman was hung on the 16th of Nisan. Why? Because good Zechel Adover, there's a remnant for that. There's a pasuk in the beginning of Yoshua, when the Jews entered Eretz Yisrael, we land on Pesach, when the Jews entered Eretz Yisrael, so it says that the mon stopped falling. It says, Vayishbos Hamon Mimocharos. And it was the 15th, they came in on Pesach time, it was a pasuk in Yoshua, so it says, Vayishbos Hamon Mimocharos. I remember, I said that, you know, as a child, when I was first learning how to read and learning how to understand anything, so we said Dayenu in the Haggadah, so it says, Below Hechilono is Hamon. Right, he hadn't given us the mon. And I didn't understand what it meant with Haman. I couldn't figure out. I remember today being frustrated still when I was reading, Elu, whatever it was, Velo, Shika, Tzorin, Besachar, Mibar, Avim Shana, Velo, Hechelon, Es Haman. What's it got to do? Haman, you know, I was too embarrassed to ask. And then I realized later, it's not Haman, it's Haman.
Right.
It's good porn Torah. But anyway, although it's interesting because there's a mistake in the original art scroll, venture by Shalashudas. The original article Shalashudas, I have it here. When it first came out with the Zmiras, whoever translated in Aruch HaShulchan, and it says over there, they corrected in subsequent edition, but originally said it has, the third Shabbos meal has to do with the three meals that Esther invited Ahasuerus to. So what three meals? Only two. So you look in Aruch HaShulchan, it says it has to do with the Mon, the three Mon, not Haman. They also misread it. Okay, they corrected in subsequent editions. Anyway, Mimela, so that's a mark of Yishra Mamre, fine. Ella, so what is it for? Al Shem, you want to say it to me? Okay. Plenty of room. Ella al shem shenikalo hayhudim asher b'shushan b'yud gimel bo b'amar mar zman kehilu l'kolu. Okay, so the Sefer Amanik says it quite explicitly. The Tainus Esther is not because of the 3 day fast, but rather because of the fact that they gathered and they davened it that day. How about the Rambam? So the Rambam, it's interesting. I thought it could go either way. The Rambam in Perek Hey of Hilchos Tanios Halacha Hey writes. Menogu, first in the previous couple of halachas, he mentions the other four fast days. Then he writes, "Menogu kol yisrael bizmanim elu lisanos." It's customary to fast in these days. And now there's a whole girsa question, which Rav Soloveitchik got a whole shir about, which is maybe for another time. But it says, "Bishlosha osar or ubishlosha osar be'ador zecher letainus sheis anu bimei homon shenemar divrat somos zakosam." So Rambam says, Zeichel Atanish is Anu B'mei Haman. Now, if you want to really be Medayek, so that sounds like the Rambam was agreeing with the earlier Rishonim that we quoted, that it was because Haman was already long dead by the 13th of Adar the following year. His decree was still in place, but he himself was out of the picture. So if you want to be Medayek in the Rambam, he says, Zeichel Atanish is Anu B'mei Haman, it means Taka the fast of Esther. But I'm not convinced necessarily that that's what the Rambam means, because it could mean B'mei Haman means the decree of Haman, you know, although we're usually trained to think that the Rambam is precise in language, but the era of Haman. Although he does quote that passage, it seems to me that the Mefarshim of Rambam didn't learn that he meant that. He says the Magid Mishnah writes Tainis Zel Oniska B'Talmud. As we mentioned before, the Tainis Zel is not mentioned anywhere in the Gemara. Avol Nogu Bo Amru Tzas Mefarshim Shemash Om Parakam Gimel Yud Gimel Zman Kehil Akoli Rotzalon Zman Tainis. Like that, Medrash Tanhuma and the Shiltas and the Talmud we quoted. So. Perhaps it is related to he seems to learn it's the second way, that it's the fast on that they did on the 13th of Adar. As I said, the Rambam maybe you can't prove one way or the other necessarily, but I suspect he's more like the other Rishonim. I'll just read quickly from the Mishnah Berurah, because he summarizes it clearly in Siman Tov Reish Pei Vav Sifkot Beis. I'll read it quickly. He says, "Kibi misanim biyudgimu ba'ador, kibi mei morachad esther nikhalu biyomudgimu ba'ador lilochev velamod al nafsham vayutzrichim levakeish rachamim v'sachnunim shiazem Hashem l'nokei ma'ivayim." They gathered to daven because they needed the help from Hakadosh Baruch Hu. "Umatzinu k'shayu biyomulchomash u'misanim shekeinu u'chazal shemoshu ben olav shalom biyom senucham imolik ayoy misanim." Everything quoted. "Vim kain bevaday gamim mei morachad esther u'misanim b'osayom v'lochein nagu kol." Yisrael is anof yudgum ba'ador the nikro tainis esther kadei lizkor shashem is baruch roa v'shomea kol ish be'is tzaroso kasher is anof yoshev al Hashem b'chol levo v'kamo sh'osev amaheim. So again, the Mishnah Berurah seems to accept the second view. I'll just mention that the Kaf HaChaim quotes from the Sefer Magid Meisharim. The Magid Meisharim is a Sefer written by Rabbi Yosef Karo, the Mechavan Shulchan Aruch, but it's a rather unusual Sefer. Rabbi Yosef Karo seemed to have had a Malach who came and taught him the Parsha Shavua. So he quotes the Sefer called Magid Meisharim, what he heard from the Malach. So the Kaf HaChaim quotes here, again, in Tofresh Peivov, in Oschas, he says of a Sefer, at the end, he says of a Sefer, Magid Meisharim Parsha HaKal Kosov HaTam Lis Alatainizeh, Kedei Lahachnia Koach HaSoton Milakatre Gamasha Ochun V'Shosim V'Smechim V'Purim. In a case you go overboard on Purim, maybe, and the Sultan said, huh? Right, exactly. You know, we fast first that we should be protected to Taka on Purim. We're so busy celebrating. As I mentioned last week, we invite everybody here to come to our home on next Sunday, between 1:30 and 4, for Purim Simchas Purim. But we should fast before then, just in case the person gets a little bit carried away. So that's what the Kaf HaChaim says, to avoid that particular kitru. He says, yeah, quickly. Kedei lahachnia koach hasotam milakatreg amasha ochlim v'shosim usmeichem bepurim. As I state in the Magid Mishon. I mean, I don't know, I had the Magid Mishon here, I didn't get a chance to look it up, but I don't know if it's paraphrasing or it's the exact presentation. Okay, so now we have another question though. So that's in terms of the original idea of Tainus Esther. But there is another problem with Tainus Esther altogether. And that is that the Gemara indicates in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, at the end of the first parak, on Daf Yutes. So the Gemara says that when we have, you know, there is a work, I'll talk quickly, there is a work called Megillas Tainus. Megillas Tainus is a written record of certain days in the calendar year when it was prohibited to fast. All had to do with something that they did in terms of fixing up the Yerushalayim or the Beis Hamikdash. They put in new doors. You know, there were many Yom Tovim. Today's parallel would be days you don't say Tachanun. That would be, you know, so just like that. So they had a list, right? It's not like that. It's
often that they were saved from
some type of tzara, but right. But it had to do
right.
Right. But it had to do with. It seemed to have to do with Yerushalayim and the Beis Hamikdash. So and it wouldn't. They're not. What it mean? On those days, there'd be no fast and no hespedim. And because that's Megillus, that's probably the oldest piece of that's available. And I have the other room. The first piece that's really written down is Megillus Tainus. Anyway, so the Gemara has old discussion. One of the dinim the Gemara mentioned, after Yud Tesam and Alvin Rosh Hashanah, where the sugi is discussed, the Gemara says, the Tanya Hayomim Ha'elak Sum Megillus Tainus Asurim is Rosh Hashanah Yud Tesam and Alvin Asurim Bein Lifneim Bein Lachareim. Any day identified in Megillus Tainus, not only allowed to fast on that day, but even the day before, Erev, and the day after. So that Purim is one of the things mentioned in Megillus Tainus. So how in the world can we kovei affair by Minig? You're going to kovei affairs on Erev Purim? And we tend to forget the fact that the Tainus says it's Erev Purim. We notice it usually this year we're not even going to notice it because it's not Takan Erev Purim. But usually our practice is we don't say Avinu Malkeinu and Tachanun by Mincha a Tainus Esther. Okay, this year we will, because it's not going to Shabbos, but it's because of Erev Purim. Right? The question, why? Ah, Yelein Bayachal is a good question, but said that the Rav didn't like the fact that we don't say, I think I was Shechter Kosim, Nina Rav, that the Rav didn't like the fact that we don't say, Avinu Malkeinu. Remember, that's the Minhag Yisrael. So we do have some note that it's Erev Purim, but Lamaisa, the question is, how are they Kovei a Tainus altogether on this day? Now, the Gemara says at the end of a whole Sugya, on Daf Chav, the Gemara mentions, there in Rosh Hashanah, that we paskin today as butler Megillus Tainus. There's no more Megillus Tainus. However, the contradiction, because it says Hilchus of butler and Hilchus of lo butler. And the Gemara's conclusion is, well, there are 2 days which are not butler, namely Chanukah and Purim. Chanukah is also mentioned Megillus Tainus. In fact, the famous Gemara in Shabbos, my Chanukah, you know, what tells the whole story, that's a quotation from Megillus Tainus. Gemara in Shabbos Av Chafala. It's a quotation from Megillus Tainus. So, Taka, it seems from the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that Megillus Tainus, that the 2 days that were not nullified from Megillus Tainus are Chanukah and Purim. Right? So it includes Purim. So we're back to our question. How do you fast on Purim? So this is a question, on Erev Purim, I mean. So here's a question raised by Tosus. Tosus in Masechet Tainus, Av Yudches Amar Aleph, Medir Maschel Rav Omar. He says, in Tomar, Sehechonu Mis'anim Lifnei Purim, Vim Yishum, the Batlu Megillus Tainus, Mikol Mokam HaChanukah Purim, Lo Batlu, Right, our question, you know, tell me, Megillah's Tainus doesn't exist anymore. I won't read inside of Mishabur and Tovkuf Ayin Gimel said the reason it doesn't exist is because there's so many tzores that came afterwards. How are you going to have these holidays? It's almost silly. You're going to have holidays because we're celebrating. They fixed something in the Beis HaMikdash. What Beis HaMikdash? Who? You're going to celebrate. Oh, today they made a new door. Shkarach, no door, nothing. So therefore, we don't, Mr. Mishabur says basically, we don't have Megillah's Tainus anymore. But for Chanukah and Purim, we do. So he says, V'yesh Lomar, the Hod, the Omer, Chanukah and Purim, Lo Botlu, Rotza Lomar, Hadinim Shalahem, La So Son Yontif, V'the Lolis Ana Bahon, Ava Bedinim Delifneim Botlu. He said, the Tosis answer is, and he gives a second answer also, which is not going to be now, but the first answer Tosis is, that when we say, Lo Butler with regards to Chanukah and Purim, it means with regards to Chanukah per se, themselves. But the other dinim went by the wayside with all the rest of the Megillah's Tainus. The Chumrah, so to speak, of Lifneim and Achreim, that went away. So therefore, there's no problem having a Tainus prior to Purim. The Chedusha Ran, we do, that's true, we don't fast on Erev Chanukah. Okay? That's true. Okay, now, but the Chedush HaRan has a different reason. That's a good point. The Chedush HaRan has a different answer. The Chedush HaRan is in Rosh Hashanah, on Daf Yud Tes, on Amud Beis. He says, okay, right, for today, right, correct. Yeah. So the Chedush HaRan says, V'i Kasha, with Rosh Hashanah, Yud Tes, on Beis, Dumas, Lo Kasha. V'i Kasha, on that Sugin Rosh Hashanah, V'keva, and the V'chanaka, Lo Bot, and the Tainas, Heich Misanam, Yud Gimel, Shulifna, Purim. If you look further in that Gemara that I started with Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Tes, what do you mean you're not allowed to fast and have hespedim on Erev and after a day of Megillah's Tainus? Are you allowed to have on Friday, Erev Shabbos? Are you allowed to have on Sunday? I mean, you can make it more strict than Shabbos or Yom Tov? How do you do that? So I said, Enachanami, because Divrei Rabbon and Divrei Sofrim need chizuk. We have to make them, otherwise people won't treat it seriously. Everyone's going to treat Shabbos seriously. I mean, the Yontif, the Raisa, they'll treat it seriously. But sometimes, if something only Rabbanon, we're afraid you're not going to treat it so seriously. So therefore, they had to make it stricter. But, says the Chedush HaRan, Chanukah and Purim, since they are, or at least Purim, since it's Medivei Kabbalah, meaning it's in Tanakh, so then it's Kedivei Kabbalah, Kedivei Torah Damu, and therefore, Vahamalei Keshavaz Yom Tov, and Shein Atzman Asurim, Lifneim Alachrein Mutarim. So that's just another point as to why it's Mutter to fast on these days, on this day of Tainus Esther. Huh? Right, that'll work around for you. Okay, there's one or two other things I want to show in this connection and then finish up. The Orchis Chaim has a different tarot to this kasha, which really relates to what the essence of Purim, of Tainus Esther, I think, is really all about. The Orchis Chaim is in Hilchos Megillah Purim, Os Chofei. He says, V'zeh shenogel isanos b'yom l'gimel shiyom shlifneim, Lefish, the same kasha, it's a day before, so how can you do it? He says, Lefish shalom nesar, ela tainus shal tzar. What type of tainus is forbidden on Erev any of these days? A tainus of agony, of suffering. Aval a tainus shanu osin, eno ela zechel a tainus ester, v'sheyizko ko odim shaboris baruch roa v'shomea kol ish beis saroson, kasha yis ana elov. It worked! It's a happy day, and it's a paradox, really, but I think that's the essence of Tainus Esther. It's not a day of tsar. We're not mourning anything. It's not a day, we're happy. In other words, we're fasting, we're doing what they did, but Lamaist, our prayers were answered, it worked. Okay, so it's not like Tisha B'Av, Rachman Latzan, or whatever. It's, in a certain sense, okay, but it worked. So he says, so therefore, there's no kind of kasha doesn't get off the ground. And same thing is said by the Kolbo. I'll point it out. He says it actually in two places. He says in Hilchos Tisha B'Av in Os Samach Beis. He says it in also in Siman Memhei. The same basic parrot. It's almost like they have a lashon and the Sefer Eshkol and others have a lashon. It's almost like it's a tainus shel simcha. There's a joy to it. That original shiltus that we mentioned before mentions that uses this point now to tell us another thing. That's what the Kobo says as well. Tells another answers another kasha. Generally speaking, we have a rule that happens to be in Megillah Daf Hamad Aleph. What happens when Tisha B'Av lands on Shabbos? What happens when Shavuot Sabbatamas lands on Shabbos? What happens when Tzom Gedalia lands on Shabbos? You push it to Sunday. Why don't we make it earlier? The Gemara has the famous rule, Agdume Paranusa Lo Makdaminen. We don't want to observe a sad day any earlier than we absolutely have to. You know, so you don't make it earlier. Aye, Tainus Esther. Why isn't Tanis Esther? We should Tanis Esther this year lands on Shabbos, so we should push off. So you tell me you can't push off the Sunday, maybe push everything off, right? So we can't do that because it says below Yavor, it's Purim has to be on its right day. So Purim has to be Sunday. Or to make Tanis Esther afterwards. What are we moving it back for? What about that principle? The answer is, says the Kolbo, says the Shiltas, because it's not Puranus. You're allowed to move it earlier because it doesn't violate that rule. That's what the, Okay, that's but that's what they say. They say it doesn't even cash even begin because it's not a violation. Now the Shulta says he says Uzman Shachal Shoshos Ba Adal Yos Arab Shabbos O B'Shabbos Magdimin Umasin B'Chamish B'Shabbos Mipnei Shu Neis V'Neis Magdimin. That's not the Lo Ma'achin. But Tisha B'Av Uzman Shachal B'Shabbos Ma'achin Umisan La'achar Shabbos Mipnei Shahoy Ba Puranus U Puranus Ma'achin V'Lo Magdimin. So the Shiltus makes this self-same distinction. So that explains why it's mutter for us, really, to go ahead and have Tainus Esther earlier. I'm just going to mention now quickly, it's an interesting question, why do we move it back to Thursday, not to Friday? That's also a big question. You look in the Orchas Chaim and in the Kolbo, they not going to move it back to Friday. So we talked a little bit by Asar B'Tavis 2 months ago about the issue of having a fast on a Friday. So actually this was there's a Machlokas Rishonim about it. In fact, it's interesting that Meiri has a collection of tshuvas, not regarding Tainus Esther, I'm saying, in general, yeah. But I'm saying with regard specifically to Tainus Esther, when you move it, some say, we talk a can fast on Friday, that's what we pass, when a Sorbet Tavis lands on Friday, we do fast on Friday. But that's because it happens to be on that day. But once you move it, you move it back to Thursday. I'm just saying, there's an old Machlokas Rishonim, the Meiri wrote a collection of tshuvas called Morgain Avos. He has 24 essays. What happened was, very quickly, the Meiri lived in Provence. And after the Ramban was kicked out of Spain in the mid-1200s, so many of his Talmidim came from Spain to Provence, and they found that they had different minhagim. Can you imagine that happening? You know, it's hard to imagine, right? They came to another shul, and they found the shul at other minhagim. Unbelievable. So, everybody looking at it, so it's the same type of shilas. All, you know, about Kriyashma, and obviously you say Kelmel Chlamon, you don't say Kelmel, all these types of shilas. So the Meiri wrote a 24 such topics where he was defending the practice of the Chachmei Provence against the Tainas of Talmid of Rabban. The 23rd, the second to last essay in this Morgain Avos is about this subject, because in Provence apparently they did fast on Friday when Tainas Esther was on Shabbos. Like this year, they moved the fast back to Friday. So the Talmid Ramban says, not true, they had a whole Gemara, that's only if it lands on Friday by itself, once you're moving it away, the whole Svara, and Meiri wrote a defense of his practice. So, Lemaisa, we paskin that it goes back to Thursday, but the Rav quoted that Reb Chaim, one of the Mivchoshes, the other Shitas, Reb Chaim, in a year like this year, would not take an Aliyah for Levi by Mincha, a Thursday afternoon, because Thursday morning doesn't matter, you read the Kriyas HaTorah anyway, even if it wasn't Tainus Esther, you have to lane anyways. But Thursday afternoon, you wouldn't lane, if not for the fact that Tainus Esther, he didn't want to take the Aliyah to Mincha on Tainus Esther Mukdam on Thursday afternoon. Okay, that's Reb Chaim. But the idea is that this was a machlokas. I just want to conclude, because there's really a lot more, but perhaps some other time. What seems to me, and it suggested, that the Levush makes a comment. He says we have to fast on Tainus Esther. Why? He says Loshen is in Simtov Reish Peivav Sif Beis. The Levush writes. He says, how can we not fast? He says, we're fair weather friends. We'll say, great things happen to the Jews. When it comes to the party, we're all there. What about when it comes to the fasting and the davening, and we're not there? He said, if we're going to identify, I think that's what Levush means, if we're going to identify with the Jews of that generation in terms of the happiness, so we should demonstrate with the other side of it too. And that's the idea of Tainus Esther. And Mele, it seems to me, and it is the same for Kuntres Chanukah Megillah, the first essay on Purim, he mentions that Tainus Esther is sort of like part of Purim in that regard. The Rav says the same thing in the Sefer Ha'ari Kedem, which was written by, put out by Rav Shurkin. So he has an essay, also a few pointers from the Rav on Tainus Esther and Sim Kuf Pei Ches. So he also mentions that in a certain sense, The what? Yeah, the Purim, really, right. That Tainus Esther is part of Purim. And that's where, he develops the idea. He says that's why Tainus Esther won't be... Right, exactly. That's what I want to say. It seems to me like this. The Pasuk says, HaChodesh HaShem Nepach Lem Yogon L'Simcha. Rebbe Eivel Yomtev. You have all these expressions that describe a flip, a change of an afahu. So it seems to me that that's what the Chazal are telling us, that the whole idea of Tainus Esther is to experience both. If you don't in fact, observing Tainus Esther enhances Purim. In other words, it's part of Purim. You don't just eat and drink, but you have both. I want to suggest that maybe that's also, you know, you're supposed to feel the sadness too. I mean, it's not, we don't say exactly the same thing, Kilo Hiratzim and Mitzrayim, you know, but on the other hand, it's called the Tikkun Raisa, Kain the Raisa, called the Tikkun Rabbonim, Kain the Raisa Tikkun, right? We say on Pesach, you're supposed to try and experience the whole thing, the Avdus and the Cheres. So throughout the whole Seder, we do things which are Avdus, we do things which are Cheres. So one can argue the same thing with Purim. We do both. I want to suggest that maybe that's another mocker, the idea of drinking on Purim. So many people, when they drink on Purim, so, you know, you've seen it, you know, people, they cry, they laugh, they go from one emotion to the other. You know, the emotions are loosened by the wine. So there are people, I mean, I've had the experience once in a while myself, that you cry on Purim, or that you, and then suddenly you're happy, and then you see it. So I thought maybe that's, again, well, Baruch is Jewish anyway. There's like a combination of feelings. If you imagine what it was, that this was announced that all the Jews are going to be killed on this day, I mean, it helps us to recreate it. So Mamela, if we look at it that way, that part of the priesthood, that's what the sacred Kuntres Chanukah Megillah message, that part of the, of Tainus Esther is part of the Pirsum Anais in a certain sense. It's part of publicizing what, you know, what Purim is all about. So that's why we juxtapose it to Purim. In fact, from this point of view, maybe we're talking make more sense to fast on Friday because make it as close to Purim as possible. Okay, then you run into the Shabbos problem. But still, you know, even when it's on Thursday. So it seems to me that we should, approach Tainus Esther a little bit differently. In fact, and this is, I conclude, you know, there's an interesting question. What about somebody who is, a cotton? So we either encourage him to fast on Tainus Esther or not. So it says by the other fast days that we don't, you know, leaving out Yom Kippur. We don't on the Arba Tzomos. We have to encourage a cotton to fast. Why? Because the cotton is not chayv in Avelus. Yeah, but if we say that Tainus Esther is not a din Avelus, but it's a din in Purim, maybe it comes out funny. You should encourage a youngster to be more machmer with regards to Tainus Esther than with regards to, you know, perhaps the other Dalat Tzomos. I'm not sure if we've necessarily passed in Halacha L'maisa, but something to think about. L'maisa, we should view Tainus Esther and the slichas and the tefillas, like the Mishnah Berurah says, an opportunity to do tshuva. We should copy everything that they did in that generation, the yogon, and try and recreate that feeling, but certainly to try and daven and to say tefillas. And hopefully our Kodesh Baruch will answer our tefillas this year and all the time. Everyone should have a fair employment. Again, invite everybody to come. I'm sorry? Oh, okay. I just want to remind everyone again, so next month the Shabbos course is Purim, so we're not going to have the regular shir, but on Sunday afternoon everybody's invited. I'm going to say Kaddish Rabbanan, Rechanei Mekashim, Matzah Kaddish Baruch Hu, Zad Kisrael, Lefichach Herberim, Terem Mitzos, Shenema, Arnoi Chafei, Salman, Sidko, Yagdil, Terem Yadir.